请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
13节。
Verse 13.
第五章十三。
Chapter 5 verse 13.
我们果若癫狂是为神，果若谨守是为你们。
If we are out of our mind, it is for our sake of God.
保罗写信告诉哥林多教会的信徒。
And Paul writes this letter to the member of Corinth.
你如果看到我们像癫狂，这是因为神。
If you see that we are out of our mind, we are for God.
癫狂就是在一般人看起来跟大家不一样。
Out of our mind, basically, we are different from others.
不一样看起来就有一点好像癫狂。
And since we are abnormals, we may be out of our mind.
那这是因为神。
This is because for the sake of God.
那我们果若谨守，这是为你们。
If we are of our right mind, it is for ourselves.
癫狂跟谨守本来是不能够同时存在的。
Out of our mind and of a sound mind cannot exist together.
如果一个人已经癫狂了，他就没有办法谨守。
And if one out of our mind, they are unstable.
比方说，如果一个癫狂的人开车说，好啊，你上车，我载你到哪里去，我们会去坐吗？
And if a person is unstable, will you take a ride with them?
我们不会上去的。
And obviously, you will not be the passengers.
所以癫狂就没有办法谨守。
Out of our minds, it means that you cannot able to sustain ourselves.
那谨守就不是癫狂。
And if we are stable or got of ourselves, we are of a correct mind.
因为谨守就是表示我们头脑很清楚，我们很用心的去做事情。
Our mind is clear, and we use our dedications in doing our work.
但是保罗在服侍神的过程呢，这两样同时存在。
In the servitude of Paul, both of these scenarios exist in Paul.
那这值得我们来思想。
And it's worthy for us to ponder about this.
因为保罗说，你们要效法我，跟像我效法基督一样。
And Paul encourages us that to emulate him as what he imitate God.
有时候我们看到古圣徒怎么去效法基督，这会成为我们一个榜样，效法基督的榜样。
And in the old saints, we can learn from the old saints on how they has emulate God.
我们认识主耶稣，可以从主耶稣直接他的生活言行去认识。
And we can learn from the practical aspect of Christ's life.
但是也可以通过古圣徒对主耶稣的认识，让我们对主的认识更加深刻。
And we can have a deeper understanding through learn to emulate things from the old saints.
那保罗主说我若癫狂，
And Paul writes, if he is of out of mind.
在新约圣经里面有人在描写主耶稣是癫狂。
In the New Testament, there are writers that describe Jesus is out of his mind.
那他们之所以认为主耶稣是癫狂在马可第三章二十一节。
And one of the reasons is in Mark chapter 3 verse 10.
我们看第三章二十一节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 3 verse 21.
二十节
Excuse me, it was 20.
耶稣进了一个屋子，众人聚集，他甚至连饭也顾不得吃。二十一节。
21.
耶稣的亲属听见，就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他是癫狂了。我们可以看到主耶稣在做工非常的投入。
And here we see that Jesus, while he was working, he dedicated himself.
那因为非常的投入，有时候连饭都没有吃。
And because of his dedication, he skipped his meals.
所以他的亲戚就说他是癫狂。
Therefore, his family relative says that he is out of his mind.
所以为着把工作做好那我们看他的生活形态就跟他一般人好像不太一样。
And because of his dedication towards his work, his attitude and mentalities are different from the rest of the people.
那保罗在传福音 到后期啊。
At the latter part of Paul's missionary work.
在使徒行传二十六章。
In Acts chapter 26.
他被逼迫。
He was persecuted.
然后被带去审问。
And he was before a council.
在二十四节，这个腓士都哈大声说：“保罗，你癫狂！你学问太大，反叫你癫狂。”
Acts chapter 26 verse 24, Philetus says that you have too much knowledge on you that you are out of your mind.
那为什么腓士都会觉得保罗是癫狂
？How can Festus claim that Paul is insane?
因为他知道保罗是一个受很高教育的人。
Festus understands that Paul is well educated.
但是保罗这种价值观的改变太大，大到让他没有办法了解。
And because of the value system that Paul had in him, it's too great for Festus to comprehend that great change Paul had.
在腓立比书里面，他提到过去与我有益的事情，我认为信了耶稣、认识耶稣都当作有损。
In the book of Philippians, Paul writes that all I had before that I know after I'm knowing Christ that I treat all things as garbage.
他是公会里面的一员。
And he is a member of the great Sanhedrin's council.
地位的。
And he has a good reputation.
他是法利赛人。
Paul is a Pharisee.
在社会是被尊重的。
He is well respected by everyone in the society.
在律法上的义是无可指摘的。
And in the eyes of the laws that he is blemished.
在宗教的追求上也相当的有长进。
And Paul in his pursuit for his religion, he is well respected.
那这个就是他过去认为有价值的，所以他花很多时间去追求。
In the past, Paul considered this are valuable to him that he spent a lot of effort on it.
那现在信了耶稣，这个都把它当作有损了。
And after knowing Christ, that all this to him becomes a loss.
就去传扬主耶稣。
And Paul begins to preach Christ.
所以对外面的人来讲，没有办法了解。
And to his outsiders, those people, no one can comprehend this great change.
你怎么会传耶稣传到被人逼迫呢
？And asking Paul that how can you be persecuted so that you can preach Jesus Christ to others?
你大概是癫狂了。
And probably you are insane.
所以这个。我们再看主耶稣跟保罗他们这生活都被看作癫狂。
And we can see that the life of Paul and Jesus, both of them are treated insane people.
那保罗说这是因为神。
And Paul write this because of God.
也就是说，我们服侍神会服侍到让人觉得是好像癫狂这是因为我们跟神的关系。
And when we are serving God, others may see us that we are insane is because of God in us.
对神的认识，还有我们跟神的这种亲近的程度。
And the degrees of knowing, loving God and how much we can understand God in us.
那这个是服事的一个基础。
And this is the basic foundation of servitude.
所以保罗归主以后，他第一个问题说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And after Paul was converted, the first question Paul asked God is, "Who are you?"
当然，那个时候他不认识耶稣。
And obviously, Paul did not know Jesus.
也不知道主的爱。
And he lacks the knowledge of love of God.
但是认识主以后，他对这一方面是更深刻的了解。
And after knowing, after his conversion, and he have a deeper knowledge of knowing God.
好，我们先看《哥林多后书》第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十四节。
Verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一个人替众人死，众人就都死了。十五节。并且他替众人死，是为那叫他死活的人不再为自己活，乃是替他们死而复活的主活。保罗接下去就提到他会癫狂的一个基本的原因。
And Paul continues says that the basic reasons why he became out of his mind.
基督的爱激励我们。
And the love of Christ compels us.
在 RSV 翻译作控制控制我们。
And RSV translate as control us.
圣经里面说爱好像死一样坚强。
And that love in the Bible is described is powerful.
像死一样强。
It's just like powerful as a snake.
世界上最强的是什么？
On earth, what is the most powerful media?
是死。
That is death.
你看，没有一个人在死的面前不是投降。
And no one cannot surrender before death.
再有权势的人还是会死。
And no, the greatest person on earth would die.
再有能力的人都会死。
Even those the most capable would die also.
这个是最强的。
And that is the greatest.
那爱跟死一样强。
And love is the has the same degrees as death.
所以我们看到主耶稣爱人那个爱就是爱到死为止。
And we see that Jesus loved man to the degree of death.
那个代表他对人的爱一个最高的程度。
And this shows that his greatest love of towards man.
那这个爱就感动了保罗。
And this same love touched Paul.
也充满了保罗。
And filled abundantly in Paul.
所以保罗被神的爱激动。
And Paul was invoked by the love of God.
因此到最后他爱主是爱到死为止。
Eventually, Paul loved God to till his death.
那个爱的力量在他里面跟死一样强。
And the degree of love and death to Paul is the same.
所以他到最后为着爱主而牺牲。
And eventually, Paul died. He sacrificed his life for God.
所以一个人服侍神，我们会非常的投入我们会牺牲很多，到最后一个。最基本的原因就是神的爱在感动我们。
And we probably devote most of our time and efforts to service the serving God that we eventually are of all the love.
所以彼得要主耶稣要交托他一个工作之前，先问他一个问题三次。
And before Peter can serve God, Jesus asked him three times the same question.
就是你爱我吗
？Do you love me？
然后才说你喂养我的羊。
And feed my lamb。
那今天我们看第五章哥林多后书五章的十七节。
Today we shall study Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
在基督里，他就是新的。
In Christ, he is a new creation.
这个在基督里，也包括在基督的爱里面。
In Christ, which may also means in the love of God.
那一切都变成新的。
All things become new.
包括我们的服事也变成新的。
Includes our servitude, which is also a new servitude.
那旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old has gone, the new has come.
我们过去没有被神的爱激动以前的服事，跟被神的爱感动以后的服事不一样。
And the love before been invoked by the love of God, and the servitude after being by the love of God may be different.
当我们被神的爱感动了
，When we are been moved by the love of God,
我们会常常觉得我们不论怎么做，我们都还不够。
Regardless of how much we have served God, it seems that we are not all these are not enough.
当我们被神的爱感动，我们在服侍神是在报答神的恩典。
When we are been moved by the love of God, our servitude is to repay the grace of God.
当我们被神的爱感动的时候，我们在服侍神是因为神本身。
And after being moved by the love of God, when our servitude is to serve God directly.
那跟周围的人就不太有关系。
And all the people around us seems doesn't have any influence on us.
所以这个如果没有建立起来，我们的服侍会受到人的影响。
Unless we build up these relationships, otherwise our servitude will be influenced by people around us.
因为我们看到，为什么别人不做，我在做，那我也不要做了。
And we may see that others will influence us if they are not serving God.
因为我们跟神的关系还没有建立起来。
Because we lack the relationship between us and God.
所以我们服侍不服侍，要看周围的人有没有在服侍。
Our servitude does not depend on whether people around us serve God or not.
那这种服事非常的脆弱。
And if so, then the servitude is very fragile.
如果大家跑光了，我们也跟着跑光了。
And if everybody leave, then we will follow behind.
那十个长大王后，九个都跑掉了。
For instance, the ten lepers, only only one left.
因为他们都有很重要的事情，他们都跑掉了。
The other nine has important things to take care of and they left.
但是只有这一个回来归荣耀给神。
And only one lepers returned back to give thanks to God.
因为他有感恩的心。
Because he has a thanksgiving heart.
他从得神的恩典对神的爱有感受。
And he been moved by the grace that given to him.
抹大拉的玛利亚。
Mary Magdalene.
跟着主耶稣。
She followed Jesus.
那是很辛苦的。
And it's a very difficult life.
狐狸有洞，飞鸟有巢，主没有放枕头的地方。
Foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the man of God doesn't have a place to put his head on.
不但这样，他用自己的财物来供给主的需要。
Not only this, but Mary supplied the livelihood of Jesus.
到最后，他心里面那个最深处的原因是什么？
Deep inside her, what motivated her?
神给她的恩典。
The graces God granted her.
也就是神的爱在感动她。
That is the love of God moved her.
所以我们看十字架下，好像门徒都跑光了。
Look underneath with the cross, it seems that all the disciples have left Jesus.
抹大拉的玛利还在那里。
Mary Magdalene still stays standing before.
主耶稣埋葬在坟墓里面。
And Jesus was buried.
他还在那里。
And she is next to it.
就是神的爱在他心里面。
And the love of God is inside her.
所以今天我们需要不断的进入基督里面。
And today we have to draw nearer into Christ.
是我们在神的爱里面不断的更新我们的服事。
So in the love of God we can regenerate our servitude to God.
那我们就发现我们的服事是很有力量的。
And then we can realize that our servitude carry with power.
因为我们的服事是有动力的，那个动力就是神的爱在我们里面。
Because our servitude has a motivator behind it, which is the love of God.
这个是保罗一个最基本为什么会癫狂。
And this is one of the fundamental reasons why Paul is insane.
第二个
Second.
保罗对他的自己职分，神给他职分的一个自觉。
And secondly, is his Paul's responsibility given by God?
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
18节。
Verse 18.
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。19节。
19。
这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这个和好的道理托付了我们。20节。
20。
所以我们做基督的使者，好像神借着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。这里保罗对自己的身份有相当的自觉。
And here Paul has a understanding about his himself.
他说我是做基督的使者。
And he says that he's a messenger of Christ.
20节。
Verse 20.
那有的把它翻作大使，我是基督的大使。
And some translation says ambassadors.
那我们对这个职分会觉得很宝贵我们就会很认真的来把这个职分所给我们的责任把它完成。
And if we treasure our responsibility, then we will fulfill the what comes with the responsibility.
那这个职分我们要觉得宝贵，跟我们对给我们这个职分是谁有关系。
And by knowing what our responsibility is, we can also know what it has a relationship with the person who grant this responsibility to us.
如果我们对给我们职分的这个神有认识，我们就觉得这个职分是荣耀的。
And if we know that God gives us these responsibilities, then we can glorify God in our servitude.
所以在哥林多后书第三章保罗在提到新约的执事。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul mentions about the New Testament's workers, the new covenants.
我们先来看第四章。
Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
第七节
verse 7.
我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里面这里保罗说这个宝贝放在瓦器里面。
Paul here described about putting treasures in a jar.
这个瓦器当然是就是人了。
And this jar of clay is us.
那这个宝贝就是前面讲的职分。
And this treasure is what we described earlier is the responsibility.
所以在保罗看起来，这个职分是宝贵、宝贝。
And in the eyes of Paul, this responsibility is a treasure.
哦，那他会认识这个职分的宝贵啊！他在第三章里面啊，保罗在比较旧约的服事跟新约的服事有什么不同。
And this knowing this treasure, what it means is in chapter 3, what is the servitude in the Old and the New Testament.
那旧约的服事代表应该是摩西啊。
And the representative of the Old Testament is Moses.
因为律法是从他来的。
Because Moses, I mean the law comes from Moses.
那摩西也曾经被神呼召到山上去。
And Moses was called by God to go up to the mountain.
但山上以后摩西就发光了。
On the mountain, Moses was gradient.
从山上下来。
Coming down from the mountain.
但是在第三章里面，保罗怎么描写摩西那个荣光？
And chapter 3 describes about the radiance of Moses.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第八节。
Excuse me, verse 8.
何况那属灵的执事岂不是更有荣光吗？第九节。
Verse 9.
若是定罪的执事有荣光，那称义的执事荣光就更大了。定罪的执事就是摩西，就是从律法来。
The condemnation is from the laws which comes from Moses.
那称义的执事就是指着新约时代这个使徒的职分。
And the righteous glory is coming from those that comes from the apostles.
借着所传的福音叫人能够在神面前称义。
And through the gospels that one can become righteous in the eyes of God.
所以这个职分就更宝贵，更有荣耀。
And so this role's responsibilities is more glorious, is more precious.
第十节。
Chapter 10, verse 10.
那从前有荣光的，因这极大的荣光，就算不得有荣光啊。
For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison of what with the surpassing glory.
十一节。
Verse 11.
若那废掉的荣光，那长存的就更有荣光了。
And if what was fading away came with glory.
所以我们今天在主的面前在服侍他。
Today when we serve before God,
我们的服事就更有荣耀。
Then our servitude carry with it more glory.
我们再看十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成。
Verse 16, but whatever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. 17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
我们新约时代在看神的没有阻挡，在主耶稣里面没有阻挡。
In the New Testament, we can see God directly without any obstacle.
因为神的灵在哪里，那里就得到自由。
Where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom.
所以旧约时代那个障碍已经被拿掉了。
The obstacle in the Old Testament has been removed.
借着主耶稣，我们跟神的障碍拿掉了。
And through Jesus Christ, the obstacle between man and God has been removed.
那我们从镜子里反照来看见主的荣耀。
And through the mirror, we can see the reflections of the glory of God.
从圣经的话里面，我们可以看到神的荣光在反照我们。
And from the Bible, we can see that the glory of God. And the words of God reflects upon us.
所以我们对神的话认识越深，我们对神的荣耀看得越清楚，我们就越觉得这个职分不是世界上任何一个职分可以比较。
And to know, the more we know about the love of God and the words of God, we can see that the responsibility in that we are doing serving God is more glorious than anything.
那我们的服事就越坚定。
Then we will have a very stable servitude to God.
因为这个职分太宝贵了。
Because this responsibility is too precious.
所以我们从神领受的职分各个跟我们对神的认识有非常重要的关系。
So the responsibility that we receive from God is very closely related to the to our attitude to God.
如果我们好像敞着脸看见神，那这个职分就变成宝贝。
And it's just like we with open hands that we go and receive it from God, and this is our very precious.
所以保罗他说我今日成为何等人，这是神给我的恩典。
And today who I am, that this is the grace that God granted me.
我们看见保罗在归主跟彼得在归主不太一样。
We can see that the great differences between Paul being converted and the conversion of Peter.
彼得归主是什么都没有，他是渔夫。
And when Paul, when Peter was converted, he basically has no materialistic things.
但是他要服侍神，就一直给他。
And Peter just continuously just serve God.
那保罗在归主是什么都有。
And when Paul comes to serve God, he possesses everything that he has.
知识、学问、地位、权柄都有。
And he has knowledge, he is learned, and he is rich.
但是他信主以后，神就一个一个把他拿掉。
And after Paul's conversions to Christ, God removed each individual one by one.
拿到最后说，我可以夸口，就是我的软弱。
And eventually, Paul says that what I can boast of is of my weakness.
但是这个是从我们世人的眼光来看。
This was taken from the perspective of our human understanding.
他过去觉得很宝贵、很想要的这个都没有用，就拿掉了。
In the past, Paul considered what is valuable to him has been slowly been removed from him.
但是保罗在灵里面，他看到自己这种一种属灵的提升。
But in Paul himself, probably he has seen that he has gradually make he gradually matured in the spiritual world.
我今日成为何等人
？And today that I am what I am.
这是神给我的恩典。
And this is his grace God given him.
他过去是罪人，而且罪人的头。
And in the past he was a sinner, or a chief sinner.
因为他是带领人逼迫基督的。
Because he led a group of people to go around persecuting Jesus.
那神在他身上有百般的忍耐，拣选了他，赦免了他。
And God has patience upon Paul and has chosen him and has forgotten.
那现在把他提升做使徒。
And today that he was raised up to be an apostle.
所以他自己觉得自己很不配，但是神还是把他提升做使徒。
Paul considered himself unworthy to serve God, yet Paul, he was raised by God.
来领受这个荣耀的职事，因此啊，他觉得这个身份太可贵了，他非常认真来尽神给他的职分。
And today that he was promoted and that he was unworthy, he feel unworthy to receive this graces, yet he continued to serve.
我们仔细看我们最近那个一段时间呢经济不好，大家为了保有一个工作，有的上班60个小时。早出晚归。
And today, that lately we can see that the job is very scarce, and everybody put a lot of hours. Some goes out before the sun set rise and return home at night.
你发现一个工作很重要，你要投入，你才能够保住。
And since that a job is so that you have to protect your own job, that you have to dedicate yourself.
那有时候我们对我们的职分我们如果觉得这个职分非常的宝贵我们就会投入。
And if we consider that this responsibility of ours is important to us, then we will dedicate ourselves.
好，我们再看哥林多后书的第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
16节。
Verse 16.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心是一天，十七节。
17.
我们这自战自轻的苦楚，为要我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。18节。
18.
原来我们不是顾念所看得见，乃是顾念所看不见的。因为所看得见是暂时，所看不见的是永远。这里再提到保罗。一个非常重要他在服侍神的一个盼望。
And this is one of the important hope of Paul's servings.
就是自战自轻的苦楚会成就极重无比的荣耀。
That all the momentary troubles that of him that we will achieve eternal glory.
那这个观念影响保罗在服侍神对受苦的态度有一个很超然的一种观念。
And this attitude that he will carry him, that he will surpass all the troubles and difficulties that he encountered.
我们在读哥林多前后书的时候，看到保罗做圣工的受苦甚至我们现在没有人受过的。
And if we read First and Second Corinthians, we can see that the difficulty Paul encountered cannot be compared with difficulties that we encounter today.
保罗说他身上有受苦的记号。
And Paul writes that on his body there are marks of his persecution.
我们现在虽然做圣工了，但是很难找到有什么受苦的记号。
And today, when we are in serving God, we cannot see that we have been harmed physically.
但是保罗的身上有受苦的记号。
But on Paul himself, we can see the physical marks of physical harm.
那如果这个记号从哪里来？如果我们从十一章哦，哥林多后书十一章，我们就可以看得出来。
And where does this injury come from? We can see it on 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
从二十三节大家提到。
From verse 23 forward, it tells us.
啊，多受劳苦，多下监。
He was all the difficulties he has encountered. For example, that he been thrown into the prison.
而且冒死啊，而且是被鞭打。
He was whipped and his life was endangered.
那被石头打。
He was stoned.
啊，然后渔船坏掉。
And he was shipwrecked.
啊，遇到假弟兄的危险。
And he encounters persecution from the false brethren.
一直到二十七节。
Continue towards 27.
这个苦我们今天呢、啊，虽然说我们大家都做圣工都是很认真，但是我们真的很少受到这种苦。
And today with dedication we serve God, yet we barely encounter this type of persecutions.
所以保罗的受苦确实是非常多。
So that the difficulties that Paul encounters are a lot.
但是我们常常在看保罗的话里面哦，你不会，他不会觉得说，自己服侍神受苦了，觉得自己很可怜。
And through all the writings of Paul, we cannot find that he pity himself of all the sufferings that he encountered.
所以在第一哥林多后第四章说是自战自清的。
And says that in chapter 4 that he's do it voluntarily.
自战自清啊，第十七节。
And verse 17 that he says that he did it with all of this.
这个原因就是因为他对天国那个盼望。
And the reason is because of the hope of the heavenly kingdom.
要承重极重无比的荣耀。
That he will see that the uncomparable glory.
所以保罗认为受苦是一种福分。
And so that to Paul that the sufferings is one of these test that he had to carry.
因为今生受苦会来世有极重无比的荣耀。
And the suffering he encountered today that he will be a great glory in his eternal life.
神给每一个人有不同的恩赐跟时间。
And God given us, God grant us times and different gifts.
我就是给我们一个本钱来投资。
Basically, he gives us a capital that we can invest.
对，有时候我们看了我们人生的起跑点一样，大家都是空手来的。
And let us see that all of us come empty-handed.
但是如果我们活到四十岁啊，你去开同学会，你发现每个人成就不一样。
At age of 40, if you return back for your school reunions, you see that everyone has different success.
有的做老板，有的做校长，有的世界上各有不同的成就。
And some are school principals, some are businessmen, and everyone has different success.
起跑点一样，到最后，因为个人机会不一样，能力不一样，这些都不一样。
The original points begins empty-handed, yet as time passed by, everyone has different opportunity, different chances, different environment.
但是这个不代表全部啊。
This does not represent a great majority.
我们再看下去。
And if we continue to look forward,
你发现你看到人生的终点的时候又是一样。
And if you look at the midlife of humans, it is the same.
空手回去要等一年，是归零。
And then at the end, basically everyone's returned back empty-handed again.
所以所罗门才会觉得说，这个很虚空。你一上去上到很高，你到要死以前又掉下去，掉到零，所以这很虚空。
And Solomon writes that the life of man is just so vanity because it started with zeros. You go to the very peak, and then you begin to decline, and then you go back to zero again.
年轻的时候，你一直投下去，你精力时间一直投下去，所以你一直高，比别人高。
During our mid age, that we struggle and we work so hard that we reach to the peak.
但是你到了最高点就开始往下掉。
And from the peaks, then we begin to decline.
大家都一样。
This happens for everyone.
到最后掉到原点。
And at the end, it reached to the final point.
这个叫做世界。
And this is what the world is.
那我们在服侍神一个不同的地方。
There's a difference when we serve God.
啊，就是我们为神受了这个苦。
And the sufferings that we are share, or that we stand for God.
在我们今生结束的时候，在来世有一个赏赐。
And today that this service in the future will be rewarded.
所以啊，马太福音里记载，遍帽山上有三个人。
Matthew writes that on the mountain of transfiguration, there are three persons.
啊，主耶稣、摩西跟以利亚。
Jesus, Moses, and Elijah.
摩西在神的家全然尽忠。
And Moses was dedicated in the house of God.
也相当的辛苦。我们再看他带出埃及的这个过程，相当辛苦。
He worked laboriously for leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
那以利亚要挽回以色列百姓的信仰，面对450个先知，哦，也这个也是冒生命的危险。
Elijah endangered his life for the 450 prophets, to return the heart of the Israelites to God.
但是经过几千年之后，他们都还活着，在神的国里面发光，像太阳。
Several thousand years later, they were living in the kingdom of God with their face radiant.
这个就是服侍神。果效的一个具体的证明。
And this is one of the actual examples of how serving God.
因为我们在神面前可以从神得到赏赐，这是永远的。
And in front of God, we will be rewarded, which is eternal.
所以保罗说，我若癫狂是为神。
And Paul writes that I'm insane out of God.
认识神的爱。
To know the love of God.
认识神给他这个职分的尊贵跟荣耀。
And to know that the glorious responsibility granted upon Paul.
认识神所要给他赏赐的那一种福分是多么好。
And how great that the reward that God will grant upon Paul.
但这几个都是在灵里面的。
And all that we mentioned are in the spiritual realms.
那这个灵里面的这种宝贵常常是隐藏的。
And this spiritual matter is almost always hidden.
所以我们眼睛开了，你看得越清楚，我们就会发现，我们做圣工越有动力。
And with our spiritual eyes open, then we can see that we are being motivated.
所以以赛亚书里面记载这个撒拉佛在神面前服侍。
And in the book of Isaiah, we describe how the Zarephath was serving before God.
撒拉佛这个原来的意思就是焚烧、火热。
And Zarephath, in original text, it means that burning.
撒拉佛在神面前，他常常可以看到神。
And these seraphims, that in on all times that they will see God.
神的荣光照耀。
And the glory of God shined upon.
所以撒拉佛的服事是火热的。
And so the servitude of Zarephath are very delicate.
所以我们服事神的动力在乎神本身。
So our motivations of serving God is how God moves us.
在乎我们对神的认识。
And depends on how much we understand about God.
在乎我们跟神的亲近。
And it's how close we are to God.
这是根本。
And these are the fundamentals.
所以保罗说我是癫狂是为神。
So Paul writes himself that he is insane for God.
所以为什么说我们服侍神过了一段时间我们需要再灵修就是要再来把我们的焦点对准那个神。
How come that we have to re-educate after a time of servitude because we have to relearn of all?
使我们再一次有着充满的动机来服侍他。
That we will continue to have these motivations to serve God.
那接下去保罗说：“我若谨守，是为你们。”
And Paul continues on says that if I would have some mind, it is for you.
我们现在看一节圣经节。
Let us read a verse.
撒迦马拉基书。
Malachi.
马拉基书第二章
Malachi chapter 2
第七节
verse 7
祭司的嘴应当存着知识人也应当从他口中寻求律法因为他是万军神的使者所以说祭司的嘴要存知识那人要从他的口中来寻求律法
And man from his mouth that he was sick for God.
所以我们要服侍神也很多人要从我们的嘴当中来寻求神的旨意。因此我们要相当的谨慎。如果教会里面的工人对一些教会的问题看法不一样小的就是信徒会搞混了大的会引起教会混乱。
And many people while we serving God will come and seek us for assistance. If we are not watchful with our mouth, that from a small issue it will explode up, or to a big issue, and from a bigger issue we have to solve the issues all the time.
对问题包很多的哥林多教会说，我谨守是为你们。
In the book of Corinthians says that I'm conservative because of you.